Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is an historic moment for the committee and for America.
The Senate's Judiciary Committee yesterday deadlocked on whether to send Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. Despite the roadblock, Jackson will likely receive a vote before the full chamber in the coming days. Over the past week, Republicans on the committee who voted unanimously against her nomination have questioned Jackson on everything from her sentencing record to her stance on critical race theory. Democrats on the committee, including Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, accused Republicans of racist rhetoric. Booker, the only black member on the 22-person committee, celebrated Jackson's potential confirmation with a quote from the poet Maya Angelou.
"You may try to write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me down in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Rise, Sister Jackson. Rise, Judge Jackson. All the way to the highest court in the land."
President Joe Biden charged Russian President Vladimir Putin with war crimes Monday. The declaration came after numerous reports of Russian troops killing civilians in a village just west of Kyiv.
"We have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial. This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous."
Biden told reporters he would seek further sanctions in response to the attacks. Politico reports the European Union is considering a ban on Russian oil as war crimes charges grow. The State Department has released the 21st edition of its annual To Walk the Earth in Safety report, which details the nation's efforts to dispose of, quote, illicitly proliferated and indiscriminately used conventional weapons of war, unquote, such as unexploded landmines and munitions. Bonnie Jenkins with the department says the U.S. is the world's largest financial supporter of weapons destruction, having invested more than $4.2 billion since the early 1990s.
"In 2021 alone, the United States funded conventional weapons destruction in 62 countries, with more than $265 million.
The House's Rules Committee yesterday considered contempt of Congress charges for two former Trump allies who have allegedly failed to comply with subpoenas from the January 6th committee. Last month, the January 6th committee voted unanimously to recommend contempt charges for Peter Navarro, formerly Trump's trade and manufacturing director, and Daniel Scavino, formerly the White House's communications chief. Rules Committee Chair Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat, alleged both men played significant roles in attempting to undermine the 2020 presidential election.
"Mr. Scavino and Mr. Navarro have both bragged publicly about their efforts to overturn the election, yet neither had the courage to appear before the select committee."
McGovern says contempt of Congress is punishable by up to a year in prison and fines up to $100,000. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.